KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
You're tuned in to KAEB, 91.9 on your FM dials, playing you the hits from yesteryear, this year, and the next.
From KMXT in Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund. In recognition of the fishing industry, which provides more than 50,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.
An Oregon-based company is showing interest in the shuttered Peter Pan seafood plant in the community of King Cove, but city officials aren't celebrating just yet. As reported by KUAC's Theo Greenlee, King Cove Mayor Warren Wilson told the Borough Assembly during a meeting on May 8th that representatives from Pacific Seafood visited the plant the previous week.
They were very impressed with the plant and they are moving forward with some talks on acquiring the facility.
The facility has been closed since January of last year, dealing a major economic blow to the Alaska Peninsula community of about 800 residents. City Administrator Gary Hennig says the plant generated about 70% of the city's revenue.
We're not quite living on borrowed time yet, but we're getting pretty darn close.
He says he's encouraged by the interest, but cautioned that even if there was a deal for the plant, it's too late to restart operations for the upcoming salmon season, which opens early next month.
Common sense just tells me it's just not meant to happen for this summer salmon season.
Pacific Seafood has expanded in recent years. The family-owned company says it operates about 40 facilities across the U.S., Canada, and Europe. That includes a former Trident plant in Kodiak it acquired last year. The company did not respond to requests for comment. Processors haven't announced prices for the upcoming salmon season, but fishermen are expecting a higher payout for sockeye this year following several years that saw historic lows.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Madsen, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at madsen.com/Alaska.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA, at amsea.org or 907-747-3287.
A broad-based coalition of organizations is offering training for prospective commercial fishing crew in Alaska. Courses have already been taught in Sitka and Petersburg, and the next session will be held in Kodiak in the coming weeks. The AK Onboard Crew Training Program is an attempt to provide a connection between a graying fleet and the new blood needed for the future. Teresa Peterson is the Fisheries Policy Director for the Alaska Marine Conservation Council, a coalition of harvesters and scientists who advocate for healthy marine ecosystems and coastal communities. She's a member of the AK Onboard Steering Committee.
The crew member training is a collaborative effort between Alaska Marine Conservation Council, the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, Alaska Sea Grant, University of Alaska, and AMSEA. The funding for this was provided through the Young Fishermen's Development Act, and so we're excited to have this opportunity to host this crew training in Kodiak.
The Young Fishermen's Development Act, which passed Congress in 2021, established a grant program, quote, to provide training, education, outreach, and technical assistance initiatives for young fishermen, close quote. It is funded through 2026, but Representative Nick Begich III has expressed support for reauthorizing it through 2031. Peterson says the crew training is designed to help bridge the considerable knowledge gap for entry-level fishermen.
As we know, there's a tremendous amount of information to absorb when you first jump into commercial fishing, and the course is structured to go over the basics, such as introduction to fisheries and gear and the seasons, advice for being a professional crew member, meal planning, and like just the importance of handling the fish as food and the overall need to continually maintain seafood quality.
The course is broken into 3 days of both instruction and networking opportunities. The first day will feature 5 rotating skill stations where experienced fishermen will give hands-on instruction on a variety of fundamental proficiencies.
We're going to try to make it fun, too. Like the 5 stations that we'll go through are really hands-on. Like, we'll show you how to mend a net. We'll show you how to tie the knots. Pretty straightforward.
The second day will focus on safety at sea with an adapted version of the Vessel Safety Drill Instructor course taught by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, or AMSEA. Julie Matwiyu is an instructor for the safety course.
As a component of this 3-day training, we will be also teaching the 10-hour drill conductor class. So that's embedded in this training. And that's the AMC drill conductor safety class. So the participants of this program will walk away with their drill conductor card as well.
Day 3 will feature a tour of the boat harbor where attendees can talk to experienced fishermen. Teresa Peterson will help lead the tour.
And then we're also going to visit different types of vessels in the harbor and talk about like a day in the life of a commercial fisherman. And you need to know how to not only prosecute the fisheries, a good boatman, but also how to get along with others in really small, cramped quarters.
Day 3 includes a kind of speed dating opportunity in which skippers can meet prospective crew members. The average age of a fisherman in Alaska has increased to 50, which is 10 years older than one generation ago, according to Turning the Tide, a report from a UAF College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences research team. In that same time, rural communities have lost 30% of their local limited entry permits, contributing to a trend away from the family-based fishing businesses that once added young fishermen to the industry. Julie Matwiyu says the AK Onboard program aims to provide not just crew training, but also an opportunity for networking between experienced and new entry-level fishermen.
it's not just the crew training, but we're trying to make those connections and provide that networking opportunities for young fishermen to meet experienced fishermen and potentially hook up and, you know, find jobs.
The AK Onboard Crew Training Program will be held in Kodiak beginning June 2nd. To sign up, visit the Sea Grant Alaska website or call Julie Matwiyu at 907-486-1514. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Terry Haynes.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Alaska's seafood industry is waiting to see what comes of future trade policies after the Trump administration announced a 90-day pause on tariffs early last month. As reported by KUCB's Theo Greenlee, the At-Sea Processors Association represents most of the catcher processor boats in the Bering Sea pollock fishery, the largest in the country. The group's chief executive, Matt Tinning, says the mood is mixed.
Well, I think there's a lot of uncertainty right now, but there's also some cautious optimism that the negotiations that are underway can get us to a better place.
He says things like tariff reductions and purchase agreements from other countries would help the industry better access global markets. But earlier this month, European officials proposed new tariffs on a broad range of U.S. products, including seafood. That's in response to American tariffs on European goods like steel and aluminum. Tinning says the industry is watching the situation closely as the White House tries to negotiate deals with foreign trading partners, and keeping in mind that seafood isn't always top of mind in trade talks. His organization sent a joint comment letter in March urging the Trump administration not to escalate trade tensions.
Well, the seafood sector nationally just doesn't have the lobbying resources of, say, the auto industry or the farm sector. Having said that, we do feel good that we've had an opportunity to share our priorities, that we've been heard.
Alaska seafood is the state's largest export after oil. Members of Alaska's congressional delegation have warned that escalating trade disputes could damage the state's economy. Tinning says Alaska's congressional delegation has backed the industry's interests in Washington.
All very active on behalf of Alaska Seafood and really encouraging the Trump White House to prioritize the interests of Alaska Seafood in these trade negotiations.
The industry is facing other pressures too. Russian seafood has flooded global markets in recent years, which many in the industry blame for falling fish prices. Russia remains largely unaffected by U.S. trade restrictions, and the Kremlin continues to invest in its seafood sector by building a large fleet of catcher processor boats and expanding its surimi production. The 90-day tariff pause runs until July 8th.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
And now, the rest of the story. Who am I? Who am I? I'm a PGA Tour pro. For three seasons, I was the best golfer in the whole world. I won the Masters at the age of 27. I won two consecutive U.S. Opens, three Western Opens, back to back to back. Even in the tightest tournament situations, I never once got nervous. I could control the golf ball as few who have ever played the game. Who am I? I am Ralph Guldahl? Ralph Guldahl? Never heard of him, you say? Well, it's not surprising, but the incredible reason is the rest of the story. In 1939, the immortal Bobby Jones wrote, quote, Ralph Guldahl's record to date, if he never does anything more in tournament golf, will entitle him for all time to rank among the greatest players of the game. Jones' statement proved prophetic because following the 1939 Masters, Ralph Guldahl did practically nothing more in tournament golf. He kept trying, but by 1940, the once magnificent golf stroke could produce nothing more than a weak hacker-grade slice. Paul Runyon, paired with him in the Phoenix Open, reported in amazement, Ralph could not start that ball far enough to the left to keep the ball out of the trees on the right. In no time, the number one golfer anywhere was selling insurance. After that, he got a job as golf director for a country club in Tarzana, California, and fortunately, he enjoyed the latter position, which he held until the day he died in 1987, age 75. And just as happily, he lived to be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. But at the induction ceremony, the same questions were whispered that Ralph Guldahl had overheard for decades. Who in the world is this guy? And how could he have been so good and then just disappeared? As astonished as anyone was his pal Sam Snead. Nobody's short game was better, Snead observed. Nobody could concentrate on the course like Ralph. But then Sam recalled one sad episode after Guldahl's fall from Olympus in which the latter's wife, Laverne, begged Snead to please come help her husband, who by then appeared utterly alarmingly mystified, even by how to place his hands on the golf club's grip. But Ralph Guldahl by then was beyond anyone's help. For you see, by his own admission, Ralph never learned to play golf. His game just sort of evolved as he played it. Even after he rose to the pinnacle of his sport, he never thought much about how he swung the club. And then something happened. Something which could not have wrecked his remarkable career more thoroughly if it had been plotted intentionally. For Ralph Guldahl, after winning the 1939 Masters, outsmarted himself. You've heard of paralysis through analysis. Well, not even the greatest are immune. Nor was Ralph Guldahl. Because at the topmost top of his game, Ralph decided to write an instruction book. A book on how to play the game, which he seemed to know better than anyone. And yet after writing it, he, the self-appointed savior of duffers everywhere, now golf's forgotten genius, never took another pure stroke in his life. The lethal volume was entitled Groove Your Golf. And yet because of the extreme, sometimes bewildering self-examination it required of its author, Ralph Guldahl grooved himself straight into oblivion. Now you know the rest of the story.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The city of Anchorage has reached a financial settlement with the family of a teenager shot and killed by police last summer. The city paid over $2 million to the family of Easter Liafa. Liafa was 16 years old when she was shot and killed by Anchorage police at her home on August 13th. Officers had received a 911 call from a family member who said Liafa was threatening others with a knife. Police body camera footage of the incident showed Liafa walking from a balcony into the home while holding a kitchen knife. As she stepped into the apartment towards officers, she was shot and died on the scene. State prosecutors later ruled that the officer who shot Liafa was legally justified. Liafa's shooting was the sixth of eight police shootings last year and prompted widespread community outrage. In response, Mayor Suzanne LaFrance's administration hired a third-party investigator to look into the shooting. Later, the mayor announced a series of reforms, including reviews of the training officers undergo during the police academy and a review of the last 15 years of police shootings. In a statement released after the settlement, the Liafa family wrote, quote, Mayor LaFrance and Chief Case heard us and committed to trying to make our community safer by looking deeply at not only this tragic event, but also by examining, in general, police policies on training and implementation of best practices in the community, end quote. The city released the third-party review of the shooting and the broader review of police shootings in November and January.
This year, Anchorage police have shot 5 people, killing 3 of them. Alaskans have staged 2 demonstrations this week to protest Alaska Congressman Nick Begich's support for Medicaid cuts and the National Budget Reconciliation Bill. Demonstrators gathered outside Begich's Anchorage office before and after his vote for what they described as devastating Medicaid cuts. Organizers say the protest Thursday afternoon was to express public mourning for Begich's vote. The demonstrators stage a hospital bed and funeral flowers to show that the cuts could mean the difference between life and death for some Alaskans. Sarah and Zachary Krug were among the 50 Alaskans at the protest. Sarah says her son Zachary has cerebral palsy and relies on Medicaid.
It's literally been a lifesaver for him from day one. I work 3 jobs to make ends meet. What do you think about them cutting Medicaid? You need your meds.
Organizers called for Alaskans to pressure Senator Dan Sullivan next, who will vote on the bill in the Senate. Organizers say they feel more confident that Lisa Murkowski will not support major Medicaid cuts. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Matson, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at matson.com/Alaska.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One with the Capital One Saver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Without a single vote to spare, the U.S. House passed a mega bill early Thursday that's chock full of Republican priorities. It includes tax cuts, oil development in Alaska's Arctic, and cuts to Medicaid and food assistance for needy families. Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Like nearly all Republicans, Alaska Congressman Nick Begich voted for the budget reconciliation bill, now officially titled the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
This is a great bill for Alaska. It preserves the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, so it keeps taxes low for working Americans, working Alaskans. It also drives some accountability in some of the government programs that are safety net programs.
Critics say the bill is devastating for the social safety net. Nationally, the budget reconciliation bill cuts almost $100 billion a year from Medicaid, a public health insurance program, and SNAP, sometimes called food stamps. It shifts some of those costs to the states. If it becomes law, states for the first time would have to pay a percentage of SNAP benefits based on each state's rate of payment error. That would hit particularly hard in Alaska, which has the highest error rate in the country, stemming from a huge backlog in cases it struggled to clear. Alaska could be on the hook for 25% of SNAP benefits, or $63 million. Also, the bill would cut in half the amount the federal government pays the states to administer SNAP, a loss of nearly $6 million for Alaska.
We're struggling right now, and this would just be a bigger hit.
State Representative Genevieve Mina, an Anchorage Democrat, chairs the State House Committee on Health and Social Services.
I still receive constituent emails and emails from people in other districts that they've been waiting months for their Medicaid and for their SNAP. So it's this cascading impact.
About 1 in 10 Alaskans receive SNAP benefits to help them buy food. The program injects some $250 million a year into Alaska's economy through grocery purchases. State House Representative Zach Fields, another Anchorage Democrat, says there's no quick way to fix Alaska's difficulty administering the federal programs. Fields attributes the problem to worker vacancies, low salaries, and skimpy benefits.
This is such a profound challenge. It's absolutely not something we can solve by the time these proposed mandates and the budget reconciliation proposal would come down on us.
Congressman Begich says he supports measures to ensure Alaska and other states abide by the rules of the safety net programs. He notes that Alaska's cost share of SNAP could drop from 25% to 5% if it improves its error rate.
A number of other states have gotten it right, and I think that we need to look to other states for how we go about ensuring that the people that are receiving the benefit are properly vetted.
The bill includes a wide array of Republican priorities. It would require new oil lease sales in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and in Cook Inlet. House leaders at the last minute dropped a section to promote development in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. They also removed a section approving the Ambler Road. The reconciliation bill goes next to the Senate, where it can pass with just Republican votes, but several Republicans have said they don't like it. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Shift at the plant and I work on the outside. Not a lot, I'd rather be back home making love to my new bride. Well, there's only two things that I want when I'm back in my double wide, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Now I know you're working every day just as hard as I do. If I didn't think that, I might have loved you, but I wouldn't have said I do. And there's only two things in the world I need to get close to, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Well, I got both ends of meeting in the middle, but I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side. But I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side. Well, I ain't gonna work this hard every day of my lifetime. One of these days, everything that I want's gonna be mine. But if it ain't, that'll be alright, as long as there's sunshine and a big old brew.
Missed
darling, you're crying. Boo hoo hoo hoo. There's no use in denying I cried for you. It was your favorite pastime, making me blue. Last week was the last time I cried for you.
Seven hankies blue I filled with my tears. Seven letters too I filled with my tears. Guess it never pays to make your lover blue. Seven lonely days I cried and cried for you.
Oh, my darling, you're crying.
Seven lonely days make one lonely week.
There's no use in denying.
Seven lonely nights make one lonely me.
It was your favorite.
Ever since the time you told me we were through.
Last week was the last.
Seven lonely days
I cried
and cried for you.
It was your favorite.
Guess it never pays to make your lover blue.
Last week was the last.
Seven lonely days I cried and cried for you. I cried and cried for you.
For the sun to go down to get you under the moon, I wanna whisper something in your ear while we cuddle and spoon. I wanna tell you all the things I plan. It can't be too soon. I can't wait for the sun to go down to get you under the moon. Lay your head upon my shoulder while I hold you in my arms. Promise me all my dreams will come true in June. I can't wait for the sun to go down to get you under the moon. I can't wait to get you all alone. I want you all to myself. Darling, when I'm holding you close, you put the world on a shelf. I don't want nobody but you when it's time to spoon. I can't wait for the sun to go down to get you under the moon. While I hold you in my arms, promise me all my dreams will come true in June. I can't wait for the sun to go down to get you under the moon.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles I guess still happens now and then. Step into my heart.
Why did you go and leave me in Louisiana, sweet Susanna? You left me for a fella who wore a big black umbrella. He came to the sticks to buy some antiques. He was a wheeler and a dealer, the woman stealer.
C'est la belle de la maison, du major me fait ma faute. Très joli et très mignon, mais très pas bon.
Oh, sweet Susanna, you're a poser. Ran off and you left it for a California boozer. Stole all his goods and left him in the woods. I hope you stole.
That's different than any other night. Here we are together, my dream by my side. I am the dreamer, you are the dream. You are the answer to my fantasy. All that I have dreamed of now is complete. I am the dreamer, you are the dream. I know that I've been dreaming. I finally saw the light. With my arms wide open, I found the love that's right. You don't have to wake me for me to know it's real. The love that I have dreamed of, I can touch and feel. I am the dreamer, you are the dream, you are the answer to my fantasy. All that I have dreamed of now is complete. I am the dreamer, you are the dream.
I am the dreamer, you are the dream, you are.
Slip around again. I've learned a lot somehow. The gal I slept around with then. She's married to me now. I know just how it feels to live in lonely misery. 'Cause the gal I slept around with then, she's slipping round on me. I guess I had it coming. There's nothing I can do. I left the truest sweetheart to fall in love with you. I had to learn the hard way that slipping round don't pay. I'll never slip around again until my dying day. Slipping round don't pay, and I'll never slip around again until my dying day.
All right, let's cut this biscuit.
Well, I used to be the kind of guy that didn't love a lot. I took all the love they offered me with ease, and it didn't make much difference if they loved me or not, 'cause I'd love them for a while, then I'd leave. Yeah, and I can't believe it's really me hurting like I do, just because you've left me all alone. Many times to other guys I knew. Surely I must be somebody else you'd know. Well, when I first met you, darling, you impressed me more than some. I should have took the warning way back then, but I never stopped to think that even my day had to come. And like the other guys, that I'd want you back again. Yeah, I can't believe it's really me hurting like I do, just because you left me all alone. I've seen it happen many times to other guys I knew. Surely I must be somebody else you've known. Surely I must be somebody else you've known.
There's a yellow rose in Texas that I'm gonna see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. Oh, Billy Bird now. Where the Rio Grande is flowing and the starry skies are bright, she walks along the river in the quiet summer night. I know that she remembers when we parted long ago. I promised that I'd return and not to leave her so. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. Now I'm going back to find her, for my heart is full of woe. We'll do the things together we did so long ago. We'll play the banjo gaily, she'll love me like before, and the yellow rose of Texas shall be mine forevermore. She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
See. I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, knew how to do, I could 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 do. They tell me you're running free, your days are never blue. Well, I wish I had your good luck charm, and you had to do, I could 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 do. I see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and got girls in the back. Yeah, the wheel in the back, you got money in the sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, you had to do, I could 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 do. Ba ba do ba do ba do ba 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 do ba 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 do 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 ba ba ba. I see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and girls in the back. You and a way in the back. You got money in the sack. Both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your good luck charm, and you had to do, I could 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 do, better, 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 dum.
Seen enough wrong and right to know everything's not black and white. There's always something in between. No matter how long or well you live, you don't get anything you don't give. Still no slate is clean. For better or worse, anybody can take a look around and find a better man. Upright, no matter how he's faring, no matter what kind of shoes he's wearing, the shoes he's wearing, they don't make the man. So many people out running around, handicapped before they hit the ground, thinking there's nowhere to go. Shouldn't we all be looking for ways to keep on seeing our better days? We're not chained to what we know. But if your eyes are open and your mind is free, there's no telling what a man can be. Upright no matter how you're bearing, no matter what kind of shoes you're wearing, shoes you're wearing, they don't make the man. Of times, find your feet still walking the line. You never carry the load worth bearing, no matter what kind of shoes you're wearing, the shoes you're wearing, they don't make the man. The shoes you're wearing, they won't make the man.